Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
This is Nick Scherfield, HoustonTexans.com, here with Vito Stellino, Jaguars beat writer for the Florida Times Union. Vito, thanks for joining us. How's the weather down there in Jacksonville?
Normal for this time of year. We had a little rain yesterday, but today it's a little brisk, but it's nice.
Great. Well, the Jaguars this season 6-5 right now, sitting in that second wild card spot in the AFC. When the season started, a lot of people were talking about Jacksonville kind of being in rebuilding mode. How would you assess their performance so far this season?
Kind of puzzling, for in a rebuilding mode, they've done, they're making progress. Most of the rookies are on the team. They're heading in the right direction. But on the other hand, they've had this propensity to get blown out, especially on the road. 41-0 in Seattle, 30-13 in Tennessee, 23 last week in San Francisco. So they've been kind of up and down. A little unpredictable. Now, of course, they're 2-4 on the road, 4-1 at home, and this game's at home, so that's a big advantage for them.
It seems like the Jaguars haven't really been getting a lot of respect or maybe a lot of notoriety around the league, despite their 6-5 record right now. Do you think that's something that motivates the players at all?
They're kind of used to it, so I don't know if it's what motivates them is they got to win this game to stay in the playoff hunt. If they lose this game to get to 10 wins, they'd have to win their final four. Mm-hmm. And two of them against the Colts and the Patriots. So this is, maybe sometimes 9-7 sneak in, you don't know. But this is a huge game for them.
Yeah, the last game here at Houston, of course, it came down to basically a play down at the goal line with the fumble by Chris Brown at the 1-yard line. How would you characterize, you've been covering the Jaguars for a while now, how would you characterize the games between the Texans and Jaguars?
The Texans always play them very tough. I think they had the season series.
I believe it's 8-7 all time.
8-7, yeah. For some reason, I don't know if it goes back to the original thing where Baselli and the two guys went over there or what, but they or the Jaguars don't take them seriously enough. But they knocked them out of the playoffs in 2004 and swept them in 2004 and 2006. And so they, if the Texans played the same way against the rest teams that they do against the Jaguars, they'd be much better off.
Can you talk a little bit about the season that Maurice Jones-Drew is having? It's his first year without Fred Taylor, of course. And, we talked to David Garrard and Jack Del Rio on conference call this week, and they said, they were very confident that Maurice could have the kind of performance that he's having this year.
Yeah, there were the questions, he's short, but he's powerful. There's a difference. He's not a small guy. He's just, mm-hmm. He's a short, powerful guy. And he said he never had any doubt that he could carry the load. And the only problem is the only team that stops him is the Jaguars. They when they play a team that they think they can pass against, they tend to overlook him. Now, that worked in the first Tennessee game. Second Tennessee game, it didn't work. He had another game there. And then last week, he had 5 carries, 18 yards in the first half. Hmm. Now, they say it's because they're not getting enough first downs and everything, but as long as they get the ball in his hands, if he carries 20 times, they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he was certainly a big part of their game plan here against Houston in week 3. What about the rookie tackles, the offensive tackles there for Jacksonville? Del Rio said, they've had their moments. Garrard was saying, it's been a challenge with them, but he does have a lot of confidence in them.
Yeah, you got to realize they're rookies. They've had their tough days. Monroe didn't have the right kind of cleats in San Francisco. What that field is like there, and he slipped once, and they changed his cleats. But it looks like they'll be their tackles for next decade. So I think they're very upbeat. Long range. They've had some problems. This year, you expect for rookie tackles, but I don't think that's a position of great concern.
One question about the Jaguars' defense, Rasheen Mathis being out again for the third straight week, it looks like. What about the other two corners? What can you tell us about their other two corners?
Well, they're young guys, Derek Cox and Tyrone Brackenridge. Cox is a rookie, and Brackenridge came in when Mathis got hurt. Mm-hmm. But, hey, neither one of them is Rasheen Mathis. And this, the first game, Rasheen covered Andre Johnson all over the field. Mm-hmm. So this game, how are they going to cover him? That's a major question mark for the Jaguars, or whether they can keep him from having a big day. That'll go a long way to determining this game.
Do you think the plan would be to put Cox on Johnson?
Well, doesn't Andre flip back and forth?
Yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah, well, he'll get both of them then because they play their corners. You know, they don't flip their corner. So, and they're not going to put one guy. I mean, they're not going to put a rookie on him all over the field. It's so at least I don't think so. You know, so I think you know, they're again, Cox a rookie. They're very high on him. But you know, he's still a rookie going against a veteran like that. And but no, I think he'll face both guys. I think it's going to be more the Texans' choice who they want to match him up against than the Jaguars' choice.
Well, final question. I've interviewed you a couple times for our website, and I know you're not a big fan of giving predictions, but I got to ask you for your prediction for this game.
Oh, boy. This is a tough one. there's a football site called WalderFootball.com, which said he loves the Jaguars in this game, even though he thinks the Texans are a better team, because that is tough. Texans losing the first game, and this is a terribly hard game to pick. I think it's virtually even in the thing. Both teams tend to be inconsistent. You know, it's kind of a trademark of both teams. So I just think it's a coin flip. Maybe because the Jaguars are at home, it might give them an edge. But on the other hand, Rasheem being out might cancel it out. So it's going to be a fun game to watch, I think. But, you know, I'll pass on a prediction.
All right, Vito. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your time, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Okay, great. Thank you.